up tonight on Free Talk Live. A study has shown, allegedly, that adults who are pessimistic tend to live longer. Is there any truth to that claim? Well, we'll get into the details on that here in moments. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you might want to discuss. The number tonight is 941-373-1220. And our regular listeners in Sarasota to WSRQ will recognize that area code because we're actually here in the WSRQ studios, as we will be all week long. If you're listening in Sarasota live on the radio, you know you didn't hear us last night. That's due to the Tampa Bay Lightning games. The cross we must bear doing a nighttime talk show is that sports will override us quite frequently on a number of our stations. But we're here on those other nights, and this is one of them. So we are back on in Sarasota tonight. You can take part of the show at 941-373-1220 to bring you up to speed, because unfortunately, at least at this point, WSRQ isn't taking our first hour of the program. We discussed in the first hour a story out of Portage, Indiana, a couple who snuck into a movie theater. Now, they actually paid for the first set of tickets that they went to see that movie number one. Then they decided to stay in the theater and watch a second movie. Actually, they went to a different theater within the movie theater complex, and they watched began watching a second film before the police, who happened to be working as off-duty security in this particular theater, came in and demanded to see their ticket stubs. They copped to it at that point, and actually they actually claimed to have done this three or four more times. So they admitted to the crime and were charged with theft as a result. The theft charge in Indiana is a Class D felony. And you were bewildered by this, Mark. I'm pretty outraged by it as well, because it seems to me that nobody should be considered a felon for taking a $7 movie ticket. And that's really what we're talking about here. I don't support theft. I think that it's, you know, you're defrauding somebody, and that's not nice. There needs to be some restitution involved here. The movie theater needs to get paid back for what they're doing, or, you know, they need to get paid for the product, the service that they are providing, and you've taken that from them, and so there's definitely a crime that was committed, but to suggest that this should in any way be a felony is pretty ridiculous. We did some digging, though, into the Indiana state statutes, just to, because, you know, it was just so bewildering, wanted to know exactly what these things say, and the theft statute is pretty clear. It does say here in, you know, section 35.43.42 that theft is a person who knowingly, intentionally exerts unauthorized control over property of another person with intent to deprive the other person of any part of its value or use. That is a Class D felony. It can be a Class C felony if it's of over $100,000 in value, or if it's certain things that they outline in the statute. But then, Mark, you cited a different part of the same section of the Indiana Code, and that was the conversions section. Now, the conversions statement here, and I don't know if you... I've got it here.
Yeah.
The conversion statement is a person who knowingly or intentionally exerts unauthorized control over property of another person commits criminal conversion, a Class A misdemeanor. So the difference between theft and conversion, as far as charges, is that the theft charge has a few more words to it. The theft charge is worded exactly the same in that sentence, but then has the extra words, with intent to deprive the other person of any part of its value or use. So what does that mean, though? What is the, what is the difference between the two?
Well, conversion was a mistake. Conversion was accidentally taking something from someone?
Let's go to the Wikipedia definition of conversion. They say that it is a common law tort. A conversion is a voluntary act by one person inconsistent with the ownership rights of another. It is a tort of strict liability. Its criminal counterpart is theft. Examples are seen in cases where trees are cut down and the lumber hauled from the land by someone not having clear ownership, or removing furniture belonging to another from a cohabited dwelling, placing it in storage and not telling the owner of the whereabouts. In medieval times, a conversion would occur when bolts of cloth were baled for safekeeping and the bailee or a third party took them and made clothes for their own use or for sale. So in that case, you would be taking property of another without knowing that it was property of another?
I guess. I mean, it sounds like civil theft is what it sounds like.
Many questions concerning joint ownership and enterprises, such as a partnership, belong in equity and do not rise to the level of a conversion. Traditionally, a conversion occurs when some chattel is lost, then found by another who appropriates it to his own use without legal authority to do so. It has
finders, keepers.
Right.
Apparently, finders, weepers.
You find something that somebody else didn't intend to give you. Let's say you leave something somewhere, and somebody else takes it, and somehow it's determined that you had taken it, and somebody wants to go after you for it. They could charge you with conversion, even though you didn't intend to steal anything. You just found something that you thought could be useful somewhere. That's my understanding
of this. Something theft that doesn't rise to the level of theft.
Conversion as a purely civil wrong is distinguishable from both theft and unjust enrichment. Theft is obviously an act inconsistent with another's rights, and theft will also be conversion. So someone could be charged with theft and with conversion, but not all conversions are theft.
Conversion is a lesser included offense in theft.
Right. And not all conversions are thefts because conversion requires no element of dishonesty. Conversion is also different from unjust enrichment. If one claims an unjust enrichment, the person who has another's property may always raise a charge of position defense to say they have unwittingly used up the assets they were transferred. For conversion, there always must be an element of voluntarily dealing with another's property inconsistently with their rights. So in this case, I don't think that the individuals could have been charged with conversion because they absolutely did intend to deprive the theater of that revenue. I mean, they got a service without paying for it.
That doesn't mean that the charge can't be reduced to that. And I've got a question
about
this.
I get where you're coming from.
So I have a question about this. Here on Free Talk Live, and I've been mostly convinced by this argument, we talk about intellectual property a great deal. And, one of your arguments is always that it's not stealing to sell someone else's song as your own or something like that because the person hasn't lost anything, right?
Well, you're talking about selling someone else's song as your own. That's fraudulent.
Okay.
It's not stealing.
What I mean is if I sing, I Remember You by Jewel and sell a CD of that, but I sell it as, I just sell it, saying, and I don't give her any money for it.
Mm-hmm.
You would claim that that's not, that it's not immoral because she hasn't lost anything. Is that right?
I would say it is not theft. I wouldn't say it's necessarily moral to do that.
Okay. But you wouldn't propose any kind of criminal activity or, any kind of criminal charge or anything like that, right?
No, definitely not.
So I'm kind of curious at this point, what did this movie theater lose? What's the difference in sneaking into a movie theater after they bought a ticket to one movie,
mm-hmm.
watched that movie, everything was cool. Then they decided, we'll see another movie. We've already gone to a funeral today, seen a movie, and I guess we need to see another movie before we go home.
Mm.
And so they went into another movie theater and watched another movie, or intended to watch another movie. Cops working as security guards caught them, and they admitted to their, tort here, and off they went. And I'm just wondering, the movie theater didn't really lose anything, so why would you call this, you said it's clearly theft. Why is it clearly theft?
You make an interesting argument in that case. I guess, I'm just looking at it from the standard. You go, you buy a ticket. But then again, you're saying these people wouldn't have necessarily bought a ticket for this movie in the first place.
Likely they wouldn't have. If for whatever reason they felt like they couldn't have gotten away with sneaking in, they likely would have just left, gotten their car, and driven home.
Right, and would the movie theater be as upset if this couple went back out to the lobby and decided to go ahead and purchase a big tub of popcorn to go and eat during the second film?
Right, one of these $8 tubs of popcorn they would have otherwise not have sold.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You make a good point, Mark.
It's interesting.
I don't really have anything to say to that. I don't think this is really worth the time of day for any courtroom to hear. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that this is a situation. Worst case, it seems to me they should have been kicked out for it.
Yeah.
And, maybe barred from returning. Don't come back unless you give us, the money for the tickets that you would have spent on this movie theater.
And or let them clean up the theater or something like that.
Yeah, it seems pathetic to me. But, of course, once the police are involved and the ball's rolling and there's nothing that can be undone.
Your thoughts, welcome. Is this theft? 941-373-1220 is the number. 941-373-1220. You can take control and bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Our number tonight, 941-373-1220. We're talking about sneaking into a movie theater right now. And, Mark, you asked the question, is this theft to go and enter a theater without having paid for a ticket? And I think you're asking an interesting question, because I had asserted earlier that it was. But
Am I right about that? Or is it not actually theft? Because has the theater lost anything?
We've got an expert to help us out here.
We'll get to that here in moments. 941-373-1220 is the number. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where if you've got bitcoins, we've got a tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can toss your bitcoins or fractions of a bitcoin into the tip jar to your heart's content. And in addition to that, you can learn more about bitcoins there. There are a number of different links that will help you ascertain what a bitcoin is. I was actually having dinner with an old friend today here in Sarasota. We go way back to, middle school. And he had not heard of bitcoins. And this is a guy who, you know, I've known pretty well and is certainly not afraid of technology or anything like that. But hadn't heard of bitcoins at all.
Yeah, and I actually was speaking to a very good friend of mine from down here. We were out in the in his yard throwing the football today, and it was really great to be able to see him. And, of course, I'm the evangelical bitcoin guy. I'm chatting him up. This guy knows a lot about computers, and I was kind of surprised that he really hadn't heard about them.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's excited by the time we were done.
So tell me more about Bitcoin.
Well, you can go find out, do your research on Bitcoin, and that can be done starting at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There we have all kinds of links that you can start beginning to understand Bitcoins. But, you know, it's an online currency. It's peer-to-peer. It's open source. It allows you to send and receive money, potentially anonymously, without having to pay any fees. That's a huge advancement in the area of transferring money. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's bring our special guest on here, Mark. You decided to call up Stefan Kinsella during the break, just out of the blue, and ask him his opinion on this. Can you preface our audience with who Stefan Kinsella is?
You know, there's this interesting idea that's kind of been, I believe, spearheaded by Stefan Kinsella in the, the liberty communities, that intellectual property isn't property at all. And the using of intellectual property by individuals sharing things is not theft. So, you know, I had used the example of Jules' I Will Remember You song. I think that's her. I don't know. But, me singing it and trying to sell a CD of it. And, you know, whereas I think that it's fine for me to go sing that at karaoke, and it's fine for the karaoke guy to have that in his repertoire, the record company thinks that they should pay ASCAP BMI fees. So, Stefan, can you hear me? Stefan? I just heard a click. Oh, there you are. So, Stefan, real quick, you agree with this little scenario that I just mentioned?
Do I agree with it?
Yeah, well, I was just saying me being, pretending to be a singer and, selling the song of some other singer, singing it and selling the CD and not paying any royalties on it, but that's not theft, right?
Right, it's not theft at all, and even if you agree with copyright, it's not theft. It's a copyright infringement, but it's not theft because you're not taking something from someone that they own.
Okay, so in this circumstance, this couple in Indiana were charged with a felony, which I think is just ridiculous in and of itself, for sneaking into a movie theater. They had paid for a pair of tickets. They had gone and seen a movie. They decided, apparently they had a funeral earlier in the day, too, so they had decided, a funeral and a movie weren't enough for them. They needed to see another movie, and then they'd go home. And so they snuck into a movie after having paid for the first one. And, of course, potentially they could have been buying sodas and popcorn and all these things, too, in the course of that movie. So I think that is a relatively good thing for the movie theater to have them, on board. But
although one could argue that someone who's not going to pay for a movie ticket is also likely to sneak in a box of candy rather than buy it at the
could
theater.
Very well be the case. So,
okay.
They were charged with theft. And I'm just, Ian had called it clearly theft. And I'm just kind of asking myself, look, if me sharing a song on the internet with somebody I know or somebody I don't know isn't theft because the individuals who sang the song or owns the rights to the song isn't losing anything because I'm sharing that song, then why is it theft if someone goes into a movie theater without having paid for a ticket?
Well, let me ask Ian, what do you think it's theft of?
Well, I've thought a little bit further on this now, And I think that one of the differences between the idea that, you know, you can take a CD and copy it a million times and the original doesn't lose its, you know, the copy doesn't go away when you're copying those things, that you can copy them on and on and on and nobody loses their copy. So it's not theft. So copying is not theft. But in the case of the movie theater, one could make the point that there is scarcity in this movie theater. There are only so many seats. Let's say it's a 200-seat theater. If there are 200 people who want to pay for tickets to that movie, and this couple comes in on that particular showing, that will create a conflict where you have someone who has paid, who is trying to sit down in a seat they've paid for, that may be occupied by someone who's...
But it's unlikely. Not a lot of...
That's very... That, in a lot of cases, that's unlikely. But that's, I think, one of the key differences here that makes this more theft than copying a CD.
So... I would call it a trespass.
Okay.
Because you can't tell me what actually was stolen. I mean, what was taken. So I think it is an unconsented to use of someone's property. So
that's a good argument.
You're permitted onto their property for certain uses. So by that standard, it doesn't matter whether the movie theater is full or not. Every seat is scarce and it's owned by the theater owner, and they have the right to determine who gets to sit in that empty seat, or not. And if you use it without their permission, then you're committing a type of trespass. Now, what the damages should be, seems pretty slight to me. Maybe the price of a ticket, unless you agree to a contract ahead of time that if I use your facilities in a way that's slightly outside of the bounds of our contract, then I have to pay you $1 million. Then the damages would be very high. But who would sign such a contract? I mean, these are your customers, after all. You don't want to treat them ahead of time like potential criminals.
I hear you. I think trespass sounds like a fair
assessment.
Now, I do kind of wonder about trespass as a crime in general. Up in New Hampshire, it's basically the law that people can go hunting on your land. So, you know, every once in a while, I'll have somebody traipsing through and... I got a kid and stuff. Sometimes I'll be like, just stay out on the edges or whatever if you're going to do that.
Right.
And they're usually fine with it. But, you know, people walk across my land all the time that I don't even know about. What have I lost in that scenario?
Right. So I think you could either say it's a trespass with very minor damages, or you could say it's not a trespass because there are certain default presumptions. Like, for example, if you walk up to some of your neighbor's house to ring their doorbell to, you know, ask them a favor or offer them Girl Scout cookies or whatever, you're actually using their property to walk up to the door.
Very good. Stefan, real quick, plug your blog.
StefanKinsella.com.
Thanks. That's spelled with a K, right? Kinsella?
Yes, KinsellA.
Thanks, Stefan.
And that's StephaN?
That's right.
Very good. I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule tonight all of a sudden to talk to us about this issue.
Yeah, it's really great to
great
have
perspective.
Such a big name just willing to drop everything and talk to us.
Yep, I'm much appreciated, and thanks for your time and call tonight. If you've got an opinion, 941-373-1220. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. all the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the Free Talk Live. The number tonight is different than normal. It's 941-373-1220, but we can still take your calls about anything. It doesn't have to be about the issue of sneaking into a movie theater. 941-373-1220. With you in studio, it is Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We have a whole lot of features on our site. One of those features allows you to get tuned in via our podcast or live streaming methods. Beyond that, you can also support the show in different ways. You can actually create the content on the website as well. So, for instance, if you find something online that you think is particularly useful, outrageous, interesting, funny, doesn't matter. See, if you think our listeners will enjoy it, if you think the host of the show will enjoy it, you post it over at freetalklive.com. It's called Submitting It as Show Prep. You submit it. It appears on the site in the upcoming stories queue and then must be approved by at least a handful of our listeners. It has to be voted up by those folks in order to make it to the front page of the site. So therefore, more people will hear or rather see what it is that that you've posted. They may hear it if we decide to use that content on the air. And so, again, you can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. And just a reminder to anybody that is calling into the show tonight, the phone lines here in this particular studio do not have, the WSRQ studio, do not have a hold feed, so it'll sound silent until we pick up the line and say, hey, you're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
My name is Gracie. I'm in Fort Charlotte.
Hi, Gracie. You're on the air.
Well, I discovered you guys on my CC radio.
Oh, excellent.
Because, well, I'm always hunting through the stations. There's thousands of stations. And when I saw Free Talk Live, I said, that sounds good.
So you have the Sea Crane Internet Wi-Fi radio.
Yes, I do.
Such a neat little device. I've got one of those in my kitchen.
And there's millions of stations. It's really neat.
Yep. Oh, glad you found us.
I don't know you too well. I've looked at the Pre-Keene, New Hampshire, whatever it is, site you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really interested because I'm very conservative up to a point, and I'm really changing my mind. I'm more leaning towards libertarianism.
Excellent.
Is that what you call it, being a libertarian?
I would say so, sure.
Anyway, I was listening. When I heard you were in Sarasota, I felt a new affinity for you because I thought, I don't know what time they come on because you repeat your programs overnight.
Right.
So there's three-hour segments that repeat. And I thought, when do these guys come on? When do these guys come on? And then you said, we're going to be in Sarasota. And I thought, wow, how cool. I'm going to search the Internet and find that station and find out what time they really do come on. So here I am.
And thank goodness for Google and the various other Internet search engines that allowed you to connect with us. And so you were just kind of scrolling through your CC radio. What, the talk, was it like, were you listening to talk? Is that kind of what you like to do? Tell us how you found us there.
They ask you for your genre, so mm-hmm. I'm 62 years old. I've heard every song in the world, so I don't listen to music anymore. I like talk radio.
Right.
And I enjoy different points of view and try to have a perspective on life. Our country is in trouble, and I want to hear what everybody has to say. I have an opinion, but I might be wrong, so I try to have a open view. Anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I'm probably the greatest movie thief of all.
Really?
And this is a comparison and contrast, because if you take this in your libertarian point of view, it might be interesting.
All right, go.
Back in my crazy days, about the late 70s or early 80s, I was running around with a crazy guy, and back then I lived in Naples, and we were just out running around. And we spent our last dollar on a six-pack of beer, and we're up somewhere in Fort Myers, and we went by a movie theater, and the guy says, boy, I've always wanted to see that movie. And I said, yeah, I have too, but we're broke. And he says, well, you know what? When the crowd comes out, it's going to be such chaos that we can probably sneak in and sit down. And I said, I bet that'll work. So we did. You know what these idiots did? They were so uptight about the whole thing that they saw us and they knew that we didn't buy a ticket. And we're sitting in our seats, and all of a sudden after the movie started, the movie stopped. And all the lights came on. There's rushers running down every aisle. And they saw that, you didn't pay. Get out of here. Ah! God,
wow.
I never thought they'd do that.
So they made a show of this in front of everybody else in the theater, right? Because I presume you were not...
Everybody else in the whole theater.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got out of there as fast as we could. We hightailed it out of there, jumped in the car, burned rubber, and ran. But that was then, and this is now.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, back then, or any time, that the embarrassment alone would have been punishment enough, right? Like
punishment enough, and now we're being overpunished because had I done this in 2013... they would have probably handcuffed
yep.
us or something, called the police, and taken me to jail.
That's what they did.
No doubt that would be likely what happened.
That's what they did in Indiana, and you know, I think that's a great story, and I appreciate you sharing it with us here tonight. One thing I wanted to suggest to you, Gracie, is I'm glad that you're listening to Free Talk Live. Another great station for you on your Receiva Internet Radio, the CC Wi-Fi radio you're using there, is LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network.
It.
You've got that
I've
one too.
I've got it because I've heard you speak about it, so I went on a search and I did find it. And you have fabulous programs.
Thank you. And
she is lightning with that new Wi-Fi radio.
She's fantastic. Gracie, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And don't hesitate to call us again. Appreciate your perspective and thoughts.
You know, one thing you always hear is that the older folks, she's 62. She's not exactly
as old as my mom,
right?
Basically.
she's younger than my mom.
Yeah.
But what you always hear about the older folks is, they don't embrace technology or anything like that. You know,
not true.
Not true. There's a class of them. I think that it's sort of largely true, but not specifically true. And Gracie's got that Wi-Fi radio, and she's going to get her money's worth out of that thing.
Yeah, damn right. And she's absolutely right in her assessment of that piece of hardware. And, you know, these Wi-Fi radios are just fantastic. If you've got an internet connection at your house, you literally have access to the world's talk radio content and music radio as well. Music genres that you'll never find on music actual radio. So it's really, it opens up a whole new new meaning to the idea of what radio is.
If you go to seacrane.com, I believe that there's still a discount associated with the FTL coupon code. So if you're going to buy anything, if for whatever reason you want to get this Wi-Fi radio, which, by the way, is a great piece of equipment, just go to seacrane.com. Use coupon code FTL.
Indeed. And let's continue here. We'll go to another one of these calls unscreened, which we're not really able to screen calls here unless it's during a break. Because we're literally running the whole operation here in the studio ourselves.
We're doing our best.
And thanks, though, we still have the great crew over at the Genesis Communications Network that's putting us up on the satellite for the stations to pick up. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this? Hello? This is what happens when you don't screen calls. Hello? Caller going once, caller going twice. See it. All right, we'll try this person. And we'll try this one. Hello?
Hey, now I can hear you, man.
Yep.
It's very hard to hear you.
Here, just a quick tip for anybody listening who wants to call. If you call, we will put you on hold and you will hear nothing. So that's why, I think that's why people are hanging up and then calling back because they think something's gone wrong. Nothing's gone wrong. You just have to be patient and we'll get to you. What's on your mind and who is this?
This is Adam from Maryland.
Go ahead, Adam, with your thoughts.
You're talking about sneaking into movie theaters. I just caught the Facebook message.
Yep, go ahead.
Number one, to arrest somebody and charge them with a felony is wrong. I mean, that's absolutely cruel and unusual punishment. But, yes, it is illegal, and I think people, it should force people either to spend whatever the night or two in jail or the $12 movie ticket. I mean, you're paying for a service. And if you don't pay for that service, it's like stealing, food from McDonald's or something.
Yeah, I would think that the night in jail would be sort of pointless when you could have, say, somebody clean the movie theater or something like that. If you catch them, look, here's your option. You can buy a movie ticket, you can clean the movie theater, or, worst-case scenario, spend the night in jail. I suspect you'd have very few people opting for the night in jail.
Yeah, I like that idea. Just like when Ian was in court and he offered to pay his fine to charity, I think that as an option is a really great thing.
Yeah, anything that can make the community better is, I think, the better punishment. Someone sitting in jail doesn't do that. More coming up here in moments. Thanks for the call, Adam. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV. A simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners. Lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in to 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. You don't have to talk about the topic on the table, which is sneaking into movie theaters, whether or not that's theft versus trespass, or what it is and what should happen in those cases. You can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can help support the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got flyers that you can download, you can print out to help promote Free Talk Live. You can also do things like grab banners and put them up on your website. Of course, shopping with us is another great way to help us out. But go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things you can do. One of the most effective things being, hey, you got a Facebook account, Twitter, post on there that you're listening to Free Talk Live, or if you're not listening live, post later on that you're listening to the podcast or the archive, and you know, post the link to the SoundCloud there so your friends can find out about us and get tuned in themselves.
Yeah, sharing the show on social networking sites is really a great thing because, well, you know, you're able to share something you like with people that you like, and that's a good thing. I think the fastest, safest, and easiest thing to do is just to go to shop.freetalklive.com, bookmark the link there for Amazon for your country. Likely their country is the United States as a percentage-wise of people that listen to Free Talk Live. But just bookmark that, and always when you go to Amazon, just use that link to do your buying, because this extra little click that you might do here, you know, it helps Free Talk Live immensely.
Excellent. So once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype. Our first Skype caller of the week. We have Skype up and running here, by the way. If you want to connect us with that tonight, you can use username, or connect to rather, username lrn.fm. Once again, that's lrn.fm over Skype. Also, our phone number, 941-373-1220. We're live tonight at the WSRQ studios in Sarasota, Florida. And we've got Howard on the line listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Great, Howard. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I checked in at the chat, and a couple guys were mentioning how they weren't happy with the sound. So I would suggest they would check, like, just log into Skype, because the sound is excellent on Skype. Skype is awesome.
Well, you can't use Skype to listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry,
you guys are really great.
But it's not going to work.
I really like that new lady calling, because she reminded me a lot about myself. The reason why I'm saying this is just because the more she listens, I'm warning her now, her view is going to change, and I believe it is in a very good way. She's going to find out things she never saw that were going on all around her, and that's why I love Free Talk Live. I want to relate this to a story that happened here in Philadelphia that was in the news very widely. The last Puerto Rican Day parade held here,
this Puerto Rican really Day Parade, okay.
Yeah, it was very, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, and I'll try to explain it the best I can, but it was a festival parade in North Philadelphia. There's a very high content of community, Puerto Rican people that live there. And this cop just thought this, he claims that he thought the lady was throwing a beer can at him. He walks up on video, some people had cell phones down, and clocks her. You saw this.
Wow. His name
was Sarah. Yeah, I mean, obviously the cop got fired. Everybody was so mad. I just wanted to relate this. 2 days ago, the judge found the cop not guilty of any kind of wrongdoing or assault charges.
Why did they fire him? Normally cops don't get fired for doing things like that.
So egregious. It was on video, Ian and Mark. It was so egregious that anybody who saw this knows that's how the cops are here. They don't mess around. They will clock you. They'll beat your ass. They'll shoot you if they want. That it's rough here. But what I'm saying is I just started listening to your show, and I used to be a statist. I didn't know how bad things were. And this is years ago, and as time has gone by, I've realized everything you guys say is right. You can't, I mean, you have the courage, and a lot of people do have the courage to stand up and speak out against the police. But the truth is, if they want to get you, they're going to get you.
So
they're going to knock you out, and they're going to get away, and the judge is going to cover for them. I'm telling anybody who listens to Free Talk Live, I'm not lying about this story. I don't know all the full details.
Well, I can tell you the guy was a lieutenant.
He was, and he shot a guy. He killed a guy at the 7-Eleven two blocks from where I live.
This is the same guy who clocked the lady?
Yeah, one night, like 2 years ago, I woke up the next morning. I hear there's a shooting like two blocks down the street from me at the 7-Eleven. That cop shot the guy who tried to rob him. The thing is, I know the clerk who works at the 7-Eleven. And he appreciates that the cops did that because the cops, you know, he protected the guy. But that's the thing. I mean, Philly is rough. You know, you got criminals, you got people who are just minding their own business, and then you got cops. You know, it's a struggle. But the thing is, everything you guys say is true.
I don't know if that's true. Certainly, we've been wrong before. We'll probably be wrong again. But, you know, at least as far as the police go...
We just try to shine the light on something.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Howard, thanks for bringing us the update in that case. Appreciate the call. And your thoughts, anything else you want to share tonight?
Enjoy Florida. You're a lot warmer than we are here, but it's starting to get...
No doubt. Thanks for the call again. And again, Howard was connecting with us on Skype. Someone had actually sent me a message earlier complaining about the audio quality on our streams tonight. And it's true. Our streams tonight and this week as we're here in Florida do not sound as they normally do.
Just the stream.
Just the stream. Actually, we should sound probably a little better on the radio tonight than we normally do.
Why?
So technical. We've had a little bit of tech talk here tonight. First, we talked about encoding video on DVDs and things like that. And now allow me to explain why our streams do not sound as they normally do. Mark, it's the cascading codecs effect.
Okay.
When you encode audio digitally, you lose quality, right? So if you've ever saved an MP3, you get to choose different bit rates, right? So you can save it 128 kilobits a second, or you can save it 20 or 16. And 20 sounds a lot worse than 128 because there's just not as much data there to encode the audio that's going in there.
Right.
Does that much make sense?
Yep, I'm with you.
So now, when we're in our studio, the LRN.FM and Free Talk Live 24/7 streams that you are used to listening to are encoded right there in our studio. The audio from the studio goes directly into the stream encoding system.
Okay.
So there's nothing in between our microphones and there's basically nothing besides some audio processing in between our mics and the stream.
So it's getting squished coming out of here. It's getting squished coming out of GCN.
We are.
And then it's getting squished in the studio.
Yes, you're correct about that. So instead of just one pass of encoding, we've got three encoders operating on our stream tonight. So going out from Sarasota here, we're actually using a FLAC codec, which is lossless. So the audio going from here to GCN shouldn't be losing anything. But then GCN has to connect to us, and we're using...
This is Genesis Communications Network.
Our network. They're connecting to our studio via the ISDN line that we normally come over, and that's an old codec. That one is a 64 kilobit per second G.722 codec that originated in the 1990s. And then that audio, that 64K audio, is then being re-encoded again in MP3 form by our regular encoding process at 64K as well. So that's why you're hearing things. They don't sound quite as crisp as they normally do to our internet listeners tonight.
So is this just the audiophiles that are upset about this, or is anybody, can they tell?
Well, I think it's noticeable. I mean, it is noticeable for me, at least. But then again, I'm kind of an audiophile.
Yeah, kind of, though.
So there you go. Hope that explains that a little bit better here. Still to come here tonight, there's an issue that is near and dear to my heart, Mark, and you know, this news about it is kind of concerning to me. The news is about a study that has been done, apparently, regarding 40,000 adults across 10 years. It's a pretty serious study.
That's a big study.
And they found that those with low expectations for a satisfying future actually led healthier lives. And we can get into some of the details on that story here in a few moments.
Yeah, this is a fascinating claim.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here in the third hour. And of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want to talk about at 941-373-1220. You can also connect to us on Skype using username lrn.fm. But interesting quick quote here from the founder of Subway. Apparently, they had him on, CNBC. And his name is Fred DeLuca. I mean, Subway, huge company, stores all over the globe, at least I think all over the globe, certainly all over this country. It's a big company. Lots of people know this brand. He says, quote, "It's continuously gotten worse," talking about the environment for those chasing the American dream. That was the question that he was asked. "Do you think the environment for those chasing the American dream by setting up their own business has gotten worse or better in the 13 years that you've been since you wrote your book?" Anyway, he says it's continually gotten worse because there's more and more regulations, and it's tougher for people to get into business, especially a small business. I tell you, if I started Subway today, Subway would not exist because I had an easy time of it in the 1960s when I started, and I just see a continuous increase in regulation.
You know, and this is something that, you know, it just doesn't seem like that big of a deal. You know, this regulation here, that regulation there, these are good things, you know, people are concerned with, and then, you know, it just gets impossible to do business. And, you know, business owners see it, but employees don't.
No, and customers don't, and the average person, if they hear about regulations, it's sold to them as though, hey, this is helping you out, this is for consumers, we're trying to help you.
I've heard one out of every $3 goes to just meeting regulations. And, you know, rule.
We can talk more about that and take your calls. Coming up, 941-373-1220, Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum vibes.
Year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.